It's a playing in person Tuesday morning, and I'd like to make welcome LeBron Street. Good morning, LeBron. How you doing?
Good morning, Rob, and all the listeners this morning.
LeBron, you all are having a disc golf, more or less, class for folks that want to learn how to play disc golf coming up. Tell us more.
That is correct, Rob. You know, it's always something to do at Mayo, always something to do in the Parks and Rec system. And, you know, with the summer about to be out, I mean, school kids about to be out for the summer, or if you just want to learn how to play disc golf, the basic rules, how to, you know, learn your better your technique, or whatever the case may be, come on out to Mayo Park on April the 22nd and the 29th at 6 o'clock. And we have a guy that's going to be out there teaching it, teaching free disc golf classes. You may be saying, well, I don't have the disc with me, or I don't have any disc, but we will provide this for you. But needless to say, the next two Mondays, April 22nd and the 29th, we will be having a free disc golf clinic at Mayo. It starts at 6 o'clock, and just simply meet us at our office at the Environmental Educational Building and go from there. Again, it's free. If you don't worry about bringing your disc, we will have this for you. And it's going to be next Monday, next two Mondays, the 22nd and the 29th. Any questions, just be sure to give me a call at 597-7806.
We'll take a break from playing in person. We'll be back with more with LeBron Street in the segment we call Playing in Person. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday. Playing in Person is a program and show that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Person County Recreations, Arts, and Park Department. And when you talk about that, you're talking about a lot of things that is encompassed under their huge blanket. Now, LeBron, Mayo Park is part of the Person County Recreation, Arts, and Park Department. It's been a well-kept secret for a great number of years, but the secret is out. The county hosts several fishing tournaments throughout the year down there. Now, your next one will be a crappy fishing tournament, correct?
That is correct, Rob, and that's next Saturday, the 27th. The next Saturday, we will have our next fishing tournament at Mayo. This is our last crappy fishing tournament for the spring or whatever, so we won't start them back until the fall. But, yes, next Saturday, April the 27th, is our crappy tournament. Boats will leave at 7. The weigh-in is at 1 o'clock. The difference is between the crappie and the bass, guys, you can have up to 5 people on your boat. So go ahead and give us a call. Get signed up for it. We already have a few guys already just to sign up. It's $25 entry fee and just $10 for the big fish. You can just give us a call at 597-7806 for more information to get signed up. But our last crappie tournament is scheduled for next Saturday, April the 27th.
Now, LeBron, it's quite a bit of difference between the bass fishing tournaments and the crappie fishing tournaments, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Well, you both weigh in 5 fish. You know, at the weigh-in, whoever has the most weight will win. But a lot of times, most of the crappie guys will take their fish with them a lot of times to take them home, and the bass guys, they're throwing back. But it's pretty much just the same concept. But one of the main differences is with the bass is a 2-person team and versus a 5-person team on the crappie boat.
And now, so you can more or less make it like a little family gathering, or several friends could get together and have a large time. Win, lose, or draw, it's a win-win situation when you spend time on the water at Mayo Lake.
That is correct. And it's just a couple other rules different. You know, you may have 5 people on your boat or may only have 2 people on your boat. I've seen guys have 2 people on their boat, but they end up with 2 guys with 10 poles. So that's one of another differences that they do with the crappies. But yes, just always encourage people to come out to the weigh-ins. If it's the bass weigh-in, the crappie weigh-in, I guarantee you will enjoy it. It's very intense, especially the bass guys. The bass guys take it very seriously, and the crappie guys take it very seriously too, but not like those bass apples and oranges. But just come out to our weigh-ins. The weigh-in for the crappie is at 1 o'clock, and our next bass tournament is May the 18th, and that weigh-in will be at 3 o'clock.
So for more information, call 336-597-7806. That is the phone number to the Education and Environment Building right there at Mayo, 336-597-7806. The address 1013 Neal Store Road If you want to stop in and pre-register early, you're welcome to do so, or you can register the morning of. Again, that will be on the 27th. And what time does the boats launch?
The boats will leave at 7. I usually get down there around 5 o'clock, around 4:30, 5 o'clock, just start setting up. But the boats will leave at 7, and the weigh-in for crappie is at 1 o'clock.
And people are welcome to come in and watch the weigh-in, right?
Yes, more than welcome, yes. Come to the weigh-in. It's always amazing. I always tell people, especially with the bass guys, you know, at 240, you don't see too many the guys coming in. 245, you don't see them. 250, a couple of them start coming in, but it's just amazing how they do it. At 256, 257, you can hear them coming all the way across the water from Bowmantown Bridge, all the way up to the other coast from the 49. You can just hear them coming. They fish all the way up to the last minute. Because the rule states you have to be just in the vicinity being at the boat ramp at 3 o'clock. So those guys fish up to the last minute.
But now the crappie weigh-in time is at 12 noon, you say?
No, it's at 1.
At 1, okay.
It's at 1 o'clock. Yes, it's at 1 o'clock, and the weigh-in's at the boat ramp.
So head on out and enjoy crappie fishing with your family, friends, or maybe both. Pre-register and more information, 336-597-7806. Or stop in at the Education and Environment Building at Mayo Park. Speaking of that building, it's available for rent, and also the amphitheater is available for rent, correct?
That is correct. It's available for rent, but I have so many people calling me. Me and my employee was talking yesterday. Renting the building is kind of easy on our part because a lot of people say, hey, you know, I want to rent the building on this day, but I do know for a fact May through August, every Saturday is rented. So when people call and ask, the first thing I ask them, is this a Saturday date? You know, I really have to look it up because I know for a fact. Every Saturday, May through August is renting, some of September. So if you're thinking about doing something, you know, I still got some Friday nights and we still have some Sunday nights. But I do know every single Saturday, May through August, is booked up.
Well, appreciate you sharing that information with us. It's the Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Now, LeBron, y'all have a bingo night. 1 week from tonight, correct?
That is correct, Rob. We had it earlier a few weeks ago, and it was a huge success. And we're gonna do it again on next Tuesday, April the 23rd. It's at the county office building.
That's
what I'm
right.
trying to say, you pay, you get two cards, and if each card is $2, that's what I was trying to say more than anything. So I started. We have bingo night next week. Next Tuesday, April the 23rd, at the county office building. Again, it's $8. You pay $8 and you get two cards. And then not only if you want to purchase more than those two cards, up your chances of winning, just pay another $2 for that. It was a huge success last week, and we're looking for a nice crowd again on next Tuesday, April the 23rd, at the county office building. Give us a call at 597-1755 for more information or to get signed up for this event.
Yeah, it looks like it was a huge crowd by some of the pictures that I've saw on some social sites. So, again, next Tuesday night, 6 to 8 at the County Office Building, 304 South Morgan Street. Now, LeBron, again, you got a crappie fishing tournament coming up next Saturday at Mayo Park. If folks want to get out and about, exercise, and enjoy the beautiful weather, you have a walking trail at Mayo Park. Also, lots of different tracks around Roxburgh and Person County to where you can get out and stretch your legs. Also, if you want to play tennis, tennis courts available at Huck Sandsbury and Person High School. But again, LeBron, remind us about the disc golf clinic that y'all
yes.
are hosting.
Yes, Rob. The next two Mondays, the 22nd and the 29th, we will have a free disc golf clinic at Mayo. And I can't stress enough, I say it all the time, yes, it's free 99. Don't worry about bringing no disc. We will provide your disc for you, and it starts at 6 o'clock. Just simply meet us at the Environment Educational Building, and we'll go from there. A guy named Austin Moffitt is going to be teaching the class. Great guy. He knows his disc golf, so that's something you're interested in. You want to learn how to play disc golf. What is disc golf? I was talking to my staff employee yesterday, and she was just telling me different terminologies for disc golf that I had nothing that I had never heard before. Like, I told her I had just learned what an ace was in disc golf. An ace, you know, it's basically a hole in one, which is far and in between for guys to get. But there's other terminology she was telling me about that I had never heard of. So if you just want to learn the rules, learn how to throw the disc, whatever the case may be, we are offering it in the next two Mondays at Mayo, April the 22nd and April the 29th. Again, it's free, and starts at 6 o'clock.
Do people need to pre-register or just show up?
No, they can just show up. We, you know, just show up, and we can handle you. If five people show up, and we'll say 500 people show up, we can handle you, but we're hoping not 500. But whatever the case may be, we are prepared for it at Mayo. Again, it's free, and we have this for you if you don't have yours.
LeBron, appreciate you coming out this morning.
Yes, you all listeners have a great day.
Thank you.